What grade and district are we in?
We are in Joint District Hardin 35, Story 1.
All right, and I will call us to order in Joint District Hardin 35 and Story 1. Scott Wall, why are we here?
See, about June 14th, I received an email from the Hardin County Drainage Clerk, and they had taken action on this district for an engineer's report, and they were requesting that our board supervisors as joint trustees approve their action. And I admittedly sat on that for a couple of days, and then it got buried in my email list, and 2 weeks later, the Hardin County Clerk emailed me to say, have you done anything about this and talked to your board, which I had not. What happened is they have a Hardin Story 1 is a large district, mostly in Hardin County. There's a sub-district, Hardin 25, that is part of that district. And they had a meeting for the Hardin 25 landowners. And as part of that meeting, it's for a repair, but one of the landowners had suggested an improvement. And then they had gone farther and said they'd like to see the main tile, which is the Hardin Story 1 tile, enlarged. Because if they were going to do repairs on their Hardin 25 tile, they didn't think that it had an adequate outlet. And it outlets into the Hardin Story 1 main tile, which then runs down into an open ditch in Story County. So they went ahead and made the Hardin trustees approved an engineer's report with Riken Engineering to look at options for repair of the tile in Hardin 25 and the main tile in Hardin Story 1. So it didn't start out as a joint meeting, but it evolved into that as it went along. The big issue is that we were never notified until after the fact. And I could see how it happened, but it would have been nice if they had contacted us when it got to the point that they were evolving the larger joint district. But that's not what happened until after they'd already approved the engineer's report. I've got an opinion from the engineer, not a legal opinion by any means, but I forwarded that to everyone here, the lead engineer for Riken Engineering, on what he thinks will happen and how this report will play out, which everybody, I think, has read. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at today. This is, we need to either approve the actions of the Hardin County Drainage District trustees or move to have a joint meeting or some of this kind of further discussion before that approval happens.
Okay.
Okay, it's one other thing, the point that was made by their engineer and by them as well, is that the Hardin 25 landowners are members of Hardin Story 1. So from that aspect, it was Hardin Story 1 beneficiaries, if you will, that
but not all of them include them, because while what you say is true, the reverse is not true.
Just a subset of them.
Right.
And we've initiated engineer's reports of the request of just a couple of landowners before we've gone to that point in the public hearing, because without the engineer's report, there's really not a lot that you can present to the public.
Yeah, for me, I'm viewing this as a request to do it, even though it's already been done.
Right.
It's still a request, and our first step would always be do an engineer's report, and so let's just move ahead with that, is my feeling.
So we need a motion to approve the action of the Hardin County trustees, is that correct?
Yes. Right. And then I would forward our approval on to them so they can tell Riken to go ahead.
Okay. I'll make that motion to approve the action of the Hardin County trustees in reference to this joint district.
And I'll second. Just our appreciation for the Hardin County supervisors, but a reminder that we would like to be included ahead of time on anything impacting Story County would be outstanding.
And they said they intend to include us on this project going forward, which of course they should.
I would hope.
That's great.
Further discussion? Two.
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Passes. Any other business before the trustees this morning?
No.
Shifting, hopefully, legally, we can do this in our role as trustees, shifting drainage districts. We have a conversation about, and I can't remember which drainage district it is, but we're what legal expertise we're going to use for crossing the railroad tracks. We've got a collapsed tile crossing the railroad tracks. You sent me an email, Scott, suggesting that we could go to outside counsel. I've had a conversation with Stephen Holmes. He'd like to keep it in-house. I support that. He's got UP on the speed dial. So, Paul, I guess for you, I don't think we can take any action this morning, so I think this is just an update that I've had the conversation.
And that email that I forwarded to you is from Kent Rodeo, ISG.
So
recommending that we retain counsel and just questioning whether we want to use our in-house attorney.
Well, and we have outstanding counsel, and so we'll keep it in-house for this one. But I would like, next time Kent is down in the area, I would like an opportunity for us, along with Stephen Holmes, to meet with him and walk through it. I know Stephen's going to have some questions and do what Stephen does.
Okay.
Anything else before the trustees?
Nothing I'll work.
Motion.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thanks.